Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KVET, and I have one of my favorite guests, Suzanne Potts, with me. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm very happy to have you on the show. Today, we're going to talk about the Texas Autism Bike Ride and Fun Run coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yes, I'm super excited to talk to you about it because this is our 10th annual Bike Ride and Fun Run.
Wow.
I know. It's been a lot of fun for us, and it's up in Georgetown, which is beautiful right now.
Yes.
Every time in April, we have this event. It's just filled with wildflowers and it's scenic, so I'm really excited to be here to talk about it.
And it's on Sunday, April the 15th.
That is correct.
So tell us a little bit about what it is. Do I have to be able to ride a bike to go?
No,
okay,
you do
cool.
not. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah.
Well, I don't,
well, that's what
it's
we started.
It's not like riding a bike.
No.
Everyone says that. That is a fallacy.
Right, right, right. It's not like a timed race or anything. It's just a beautiful bike ride.
Okay.
And we have different mile routes. So 9, 24, 42 mile route. And the last one is a 68 for the 1 in 68
wow.
kids today that are diagnosed with autism.
Oh my God, I so love
the,
that.
I know all the mile routes are meaningful with
that's
autism.
So, great.
So we are excited about that. So it's a non-competitive bike ride through the hill country, and then we added the fun run. So it's a 5K, again, untimed opportunity. If you just walk the course, you can run it if you're really excited to be running. I like to walk it because it's really pretty out there. But
bring strollers?
Bring strollers, dogs,
awesome.
Friends,
awesome.
Roommates.
Okay.
Yeah. Squirrels,
that's so good.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm serious. When you have a walk and you say you can bring your dogs and your strollers,
it changes everything.
So psyched.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to get involved, let's just start with where do they go? Should they start on the website?
Yeah, they can go to autismbikeride.org.
Okay.
Right? We're through the Texas Autism Society. So that's texasautismsociety.org is
okay.
the main website. But for the bike ride, if you want to register for the fun run, it's autismbikeride.org.
That's easy.
Easy to find. Yeah.
So tell me, Suzanne, why are you involved this year?
I'm involved this year, as I've been for the past 5 years, because I'm an autism parent. And I have a 14-year-old son with autism. And it's really meaningful for me to give back in a way to our community to celebrate the month of April, which is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
And also help raise funds for this cause because I know where the money goes.
Yeah.
So I love that the Autism Society is working to provide direct services, information referral, supports for families. And it's all for free. They advocate year-round. They offer education and just really great connectivity in our autism community.
Well, and it's nice. I'm a parent of two kids on the autism spectrum, and well, both my kids, I should
yes.
just say, 'cause all my children. How about that? Both my kids are on the spectrum, and I know that finding resources, it's hard. And,
yes.
and it's nice that the Autism Society of Texas is there for you to call and go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
That's exactly it. I mean, when our son was first diagnosed, I did the same thing. I Googled autism in Austin and found the Autism Society of Texas and called and actually talked to someone. And I think that's what sets them apart from other autism organizations is you talk to actual people that help you navigate. I happened to talk to another parent at the time. She was
mm-hmm.
volunteering and she helped me navigate those early stages, which were so overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
We have this big resource guide, which is like 56 pages long of resources, which is fantastic because there is an abundance of resources. But to navigate that and figure out where to go first was
yes.
overwhelming. So that's where they really help.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Suzanne Potts. We're talking about the 2018 Texas Autism Bike Ride and Fun Run coming up Sunday, April 15th at Georgetown High School. And talking a little bit about what the Autism Society of Texas does and what it's like to be a parent. Because
yes.
now our kids are older.
Yes.
Mine are 14 and 17. And it's different. You know, when they were littler, yeah. it's not like their needs changed. Because they still have definite need, and I can't just like let them go.
Right.
On the other hand, the needs have really changed, and it's nice to have the Autism Society there to kind of go through all the age groups.
Right. That's the thing. The Autism Society serves all ages and all stages of autism. And so for me as a parent, I knew when he was newly diagnosed, we could get into play groups
mm-hmm.
or we learned about speech therapy or occupational therapy and the real, you know, detailed therapies that we could provide for him. Now that he's a teenager, it's more about connecting to other teens perhaps or learning how to self-advocate or go to advocacy events on his behalf or with him. And so his needs have changed, but it's coming back to us kind of in a weird way. So during transition, we know he's going to transition into adulthood, and there's a gap. There is very few resources for our adults with autism, and there's hundreds of thousands of them here
yes.
in Texas. So that's another thing. The Autism Society is working to address that and work to support adults through support groups and rec outings and really shine a light on the fact that kids with autism grow up to be adults with autism.
Mm-hmm.
This does not just go away.
No.
And so for kids like my son, I need to know that there's a safety net for him. I need to know that we have a community that we can reach out to and connect. And so the Bike Ride and Fun Run is a real fun way. We've got vendors and resources on site. We're going to have Tiff's Treats and
Yay.
Hat Creek Burgers, and Georgetown's going to be there. I know, Schlotzky's.
Yum.
Curious George will be there, and the man in the yellow hat, which is a fun surprise. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. So we have some surprise guests like that that just are going to make the event fun. The walk itself is going to be busy, and people will be cheering, and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love the man in the yellow hat.
I know, me too.
I'd be way more excited than my kids, I think, would even be.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad that you brought up self-advocacy, because I think as the kids get a little bit older, like my younger child doesn't necessarily know he has autism.
Right.
My daughter uses it. She's kind of weaponized it now and again.
Right.
You know, like when we're arguing about things, she's like, I'm not supposed to know that. I have autism.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
goodness.
Seriously?
Right.
The fact that you can argue that with me means that you're fine.
Right.
Exactly. And it's funny, too, because we're also navigating the line between teenage girl and autism. Because,
right.
of course, she's my oldest, so I don't know which is which.
Right.
And so it's never dull.
It's never dull. But girls are so different than
yes.
boys in a lot of ways. The girls present so differently, I think, with autism. And so many girls are getting diagnosed later, which mm-hmm. is a whole other issue.
She didn't get hers till she was 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a problem, because we know that early diagnosis intervention is critical. And I'm so glad that she's doing really well. And that's the other challenge with autism, is you can have two kids at the same age diagnosed early
mm-hmm.
with the same exact treatment plan, and they come out very differently, right?
True.
So there's no right or wrong answer. There's no known cure for autism, right? There's no way to fix this.
No.
But you can offer treatment opportunities that will ease the symptoms
right.
and mitigate some of those challenges that they have with the behaviors.
And it's interesting to talk about it. Because I think that the way people have talked about autism is different now. It used to be that it was like an affliction.
Yes.
And now it's more like, you know, we always say different, not less.
Right.
And I say that to my kids. I'm like, your brain's a little different.
Yes.
It's still awesome.
Yes.
It's just different. And so, you know, giving them the tools to get through the day. And
yes.
some days it's just like that. We get through today.
Right.
Understanding themselves is just super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about your son. You said your son's gotten really involved in sports.
Yeah, so our son did Special Olympics for years, and we were super excited for him to see himself as an athlete and engage with his peers. And recently he started rowing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so down at Town Lake, he started with the Texans Rowing for All program, which is an adaptive rowing program, and took to it like a duck to water, if you could say that. It's a horrible joke. But he really loved being on the water. The fluidity of being out there, I think the consistency, it's very rhythmic.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what to do. So he worked with his high school, and they have a rowing PE class, and now he's part of the Texas Junior Rowing Club.
Wow.
Which we're astounded and thrilled for him that he can integrate with his peers and row. And so we're really, for the first time, hopeful for him. And we're hopeful that he might be able to be on a team, for example, in high school. And he'll be potentially looking at college, you know,
sure.
and he sees himself now as an athlete. And so for us, we're thrilled.
Absolutely.
He sees potential now where before he felt frustrated and embarrassed.
Yeah.
And why can't I do like everyone else is doing?
Wow.
And so we're just so happy for him.
That's awesome.
He's starting to blossom in ways that we had not ever anticipated when he was five. And, you know, we were kind of grieving. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So I think that's another reason it's so nice to talk to other parents when you can see the path that their kids take and see some of the great outcomes that kids have. And there's just possibilities are endless.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Suzanne Potts. We're talking about autism and the Texas Autism Bike Ride coming up on April 15th. And, you know, this is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
Which, of course, we always joke. I'm like,
every day.
Or it's a Monday, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
My daughter, the self-advocate, also said, you know, I've been telling all my friends it's Autism Awareness Month. And one of them said to me, oh, we're aware of you.
Oh, that's amazing.
I said, okay, that's pretty funny.
See, my son's different. He doesn't want anyone to know. He
really?
Has, yeah, he's part of the SCORES program in AISD
mm-hmm.
and loves it. And I think, obviously, they all know, and he's in that program. But his other typical peers, he doesn't want to talk about it quite yet.
Okay.
He'll sometimes wear a shirt, like one of the Autism Society shirts, or he'll participate in an event, but he was really, as you know, it's 14. You want to be like everybody else.
Sure.
So, but he is starting to talk about it more, and he, you know, let me share a post on social media about it because he's aware of it.
Interesting.
And so I think for him, that's for him how he's becoming a self-advocate is just learning and reducing the stigma. And, you know, it's okay to have this.
One of the cool things about having Autism Awareness Month mm-hmm. is the national media goes, oh, wait, this is something to talk about.
Right.
And so I saw a great piece on CBS News the other night about Microsoft and their proactive hiring,
yes.
which I was so happy about. And talking about, it was interesting because they said, you know, one of the problems that people with autism run into is the interview process.
Yes.
And sometimes if it's one time, a little short interview, they may not succeed.
Right.
Because sometimes the first impression is not the best. So Microsoft has made it a multi-week long, like immersive
awesome.
Interview process so that people can get to know each other. They can get to be part of a team before they decide where they're going to put you. And it's incredible the difference it's made. And so these young people who have come out of college with computer science degrees or whatever.
Yep.
are thriving. And this one young woman that they interviewed who was working, oh, it was a different company. It was like Samsung or something. She was working for the other company. And she said, he said, well, what are your dreams? And she said, to keep working at this job with all these people who understand me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow.
That's incredible.
It was so awesome and so inspiring because, again, big companies like that who are opening their doors and proactively
right.
looking for our kids. It just, oh,
it's
made my heart sing.
I know. So that's the thing. I mean, the national unemployment rate for people, adults with autism, is between 70 and 80% unemployed.
Wow.
And it's because of what you said, the soft skills. And it's really difficult for a lot of our folks. So if you have an employer that's willing to work with you
mm-hmm.
or understand you, they become your most reliable, consistent employees, right?
Oh, gosh,
low
yes.
turnover. They are there on the job. And so I think that's something a lot of employers are starting to sit up and take notice. This neurodiversity movement, this idea of autism and a disability movement is the civil rights movement of our time. And it's taken a lot longer because a lot of our folks struggle with communication.
Sure.
And so to find their voice to lend to the movement is equally important and challenging.
Right.
But it's so important nowadays for people to stand up and understand what it's like to have autism to try to navigate just getting a job.
Yeah.
Just an interview.
It's very challenging.
It really is. So it's heartwarming to hear that.
I had a guy on from Blue Star Recycling in Colorado, and it's an electronics recycling place that they're looking to possibly expand here to Austin. Now, he's had it open for 9 years, and he has never, ever had any of his employees call in sick.
Wow.
Never. They've never missed work.
Wow.
They've met their quotas. I mean, it just blows me away.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said some of these people that have come in to work for him, he said at first, like, he goes, one guy was, he spun. He
right.
was a spinner. He said, and never talked to anybody. He goes, within a week, he was, like, greeting people and saying hi. And they had, you know, on the wall what they were expected to do, what
awesome.
Their quotas were every day. You know, they've set it up for these kids to succeed.
That's awesome.
And it has been life-changing. And the great part is the company's become self-sustaining. So
wow.
it started off as kind of a heart project for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into a real business. And it's just,
gosh.
It's so awesome. And you're like,
that.
Please come to Austin.
Right? We need more of you. Come here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I hope more employers see stories like the one you saw in the news. And that's why this, you know, Autism Awareness Month, we joke about it. It's like every day is Autism Day at our house. But it really is important because we get an opportunity to shine a light on it and
sure.
for people to understand about autism and to hopefully have employers and stories like that where they say, wow, that we could do that.
Absolutely.
It's not that difficult to be kind to people, right? To put in universal design concepts into your employment office
mm-hmm.
to be open and welcoming. And help people
give
be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So
we're running out of time. So once again, the 2018 Texas Autism Bike Ride is coming up on April the 15th.
Yes.
There's still time to get signed up. Can you sign up on day of the event?
You can sign up
just
day of event.
Up.
Yeah, the bike ride, the first riders leave at 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
The walk starts at 9:30.
Awesome.
So you have a little bit of time in between. We stagger the leave for the 9, the 24, the 42,
okay.
and the 68 route. So they go in order of how long they are. But yeah, absolutely. You can sign up on event. You can sign up at autismbikeride.org. Come on out. It's a ton of fun. We are really excited to have just great food, lots of fun, and vendors, and just family. So
thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
You
I really
bet.
Appreciate it.
Always.
Take care.